Is commercialism affecting the spirit of the Olympic Games? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Heather Reed, professor and scholar of the philosophy of sport at Morningside College, discusses this issue.
One major change in the Olympic movement of the new millennium is the demise of amateurism and the rising acceptance of commercialism. On the one hand, this change has improved the visibility and economic viability of the Games. On the other hand, it feels as though something important has been lost, and a corporate paradigm is taking over with little opposition. It is sometimes forgotten that ancient Greek athletes were often highly paid and not at all averse to receiving lucrative prizes. But the Olympic Games prize of an olive crown was more valuable to them precisely because it lacked monetary value and therefore symbolized a higher, more divine calling than the practical need to earn a living. For the first century of the modern Olympic Games, there was an attempt to express this spirit through the idea of amateurism. However, in practice, amateurism became a way of excluding poorer athletes and inaugurating a shadow competition among individuals and nations in bending the rules to gain an advantage. The removal of amateur restrictions and inclusion of professional athletes, along with support programs like Olympic Solidarity, seem to have helped the cause of diversity. In fact, the wealthy professional athletes who compete in the Olympics today may best represent the ideal of competing for the love of sport rather than some expected practical reward. Capitalism seems more democratic, and therefore more Olympic, than the traditional social hierarchies familiar to the founders. The Games' arrival in China and now Brazil may be evidence of that. But capitalism also tends to concentrate and maintain wealth in the hands of a few, reducing the possibility for the have-nots of the world to compete with the haves. Corporate sponsorship can actually promote Olympic values, but can also exacerbate the problem of economic disparity, as when BMW develops bobsled technology exclusively for the American team, leaving even their home country's sleds behind. In the future, I hope we may find a way to revive the spirit that underpinned amateurism, to embrace standards of value beyond the monetary, without losing the benefits of commercial support for the Games.
That was Heather Reed of Morningside College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.